Hey there, it's Jesse Lewis here, and in this Showbiz Success Secrets podcast, I'm going to give you a fair warning right now. I'm going to use swear words because I'm going to bring up some shit. I want to talk to you about your life and everything that's going on in your life and how life is. Well, maybe life sucks for you. And if that's the case, that's okay. It used to suck for me too. It doesn't anymore. I want to tell you the story of me, of where I grew up and how life actually is, and the truth about life, especially if you live in any Western country and any European country, basically, and probably even the other countries as well. Now, there might be some more hardship in other places than from where I live, but I want to teach you and tell you realistically that the struggle is there, but a lot of it has to do with your own personal limiting beliefs. So we're going to start with my childhood. Yep, my childhood, and we're going to talk about where I should be right now. I was born in 1984. That makes me, well, however old I am right now as you listen to this. Probably 35 by this point. Anyway, in my 35 years of life, for the first 10 years of my life, I grew up on my grandpa's farm. My mom was on welfare, and we basically lived in a condition that you would think of like the 1930s, but it was 1984 when I was born. So basically we had one power line, which was actually an extension cord that ran down to my mom's house. And that was our power. It was one single extension cord. We could run one appliance as I was growing up when I was 10. And in 1984, growing up, that was fine. By the time 1990 came around, well, it wasn't fine. That's when I first started going to school. We didn't have running water growing up. We used an outhouse, or we had what was known as a slop pail, which is literally a pail that you shit in inside your house. Now, you're probably asking yourself, Jesse, why the hell are you telling me this? Well, I'm telling you this for the simple fact that a lot of people still grow up like this, believe it or not, but I grew up that way, starting in 84, and we were on welfare. We didn't have a lot. We used to go to the church and get a hamper every year so we'd have Christmas presents, and thanks to the community where I grew up, which was better than I remember it, but still pretty bad, we were able to do stuff like that. Well, here's what I want you to know. If I followed in my mother's footsteps, I would have been on welfare. But at 11 years old, I got my very first job, and I was working full-time by the time I was 14, and still going to school. I decided, even at that age, that I was never going to be the person the statistics said. I just wasn't going to let it happen. And I had to fight for that. Now, I've been through a lot of hardship since then. Everything from being diagnosed with a disease that I'm going to have for the rest of my life, to going through life and possibly not wanting to go through life anymore. So I want to let you know that realistically, life is up to you. You know, we all go through hardships, we all go through pain, but if we reach down deep inside of us, we can use that pain to bound forward. And if I had followed the limiting beliefs that society put on me, I would have never been an entrepreneur. If I would have followed the limiting beliefs that my family put on me, I'd be on welfare right now with zero education, with no business, with no anything, and I'd probably be a drug addict. If I had followed what society believed me to be, I would have been back in the day, the people in my town that were the upper class that looked down on people, well, they used to call my family dog fuckers, literally dog fuckers. And they'd use certain other expletives that were racist because my brother went out with a First Nations lady. And frankly put, some people are just cunts. Sorry for using that word, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe I should use assholes instead, but the other one seems more appropriate. I want you to know that you can go out there and achieve your bloody dreams. You can. All you have to do is go out there and start doing the work. Stop self-sabotaging yourself, which is what I still do sometimes. I struggle with that stuff. You know, people wonder why I'm doing this podcast, and it's for people that were just like me, or that are just like me, that need a little bit of a boost up. Yep, Maybe you've been doing this for 30 years. You've got all your mental shit together, and that's perfect. But realistically, we all go through hard times. And sometimes we need to share those hard times to allow others to understand that, yeah, I can do this. Yeah, I can do the hustle, and we can get this stuff done. You know, I'm lucky now. Because those statistics, if I had followed them, basically said I would never be married, I'd never have kids, and I'd end up dead in a drug den, basically. And that was highly possible. But what really changed my outlook on life was one of my original mentors that took me under their wing, saw that I had no self-confidence at 12 years old, and she taught me how to be a cook. I thank her all the time. She taught me that I wasn't worthless, and you're not worthless either. I need you to know that. I need you to understand that you're not worthless in any way, shape, or form. The second real mentor I ever had in my life, he was great. It came in the days when I was pumping hog manure for a living. Yes, I pumped pig shit out into the field for fertilizer. And I can tell you, all the vegans right now are going, what the heck were you doing there? And that's okay. And everybody else is like, they put hog manure in the fields? Yeah, they do. I grew up agriculture. That's what I did. But 2 weeks into that job of pumping manure into fields, which sounds glamorous, doesn't it? And it wasn't. You were covered in manure from head to toe all the time. 2 weeks into that job, I was told, Jesse, you're not doing a very good job. You're going to get fired unless you grab the bull by the horns. Now, here's the thing about life. And here's the thing about being an entrepreneur. There's nobody to tell you that. There's nobody to tell you that you're doing a bad job. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're doing a perfectly fine job, but you might need to grab the bull by the horns. Grab that bull and ride that bull and fucking destroy your business. I said this was an unplugged version. So I want to thank you for very much for listening to this podcast. This is the Showbiz Success Secrets podcast. And you know what? I know that this stuff is personal. So you don't want to talk on a forum about it. I can almost guarantee you that. So if you want to drop me a line and tell me that this inspired you, I'm on Facebook at Jesse Lewis Hypnosis. If you want to discuss anything else about, not this stuff, but anything about your business, Marketing for Entertainers Facebook group, or Showbiz Success Secrets Facebook group, that's where to go. Of course, if you want to be interviewed about overcoming some of your own limiting stuff, and possibly, even if you're an expert on this stuff, feel free, send me an email, or not an email, but send me a Facebook message. I'll be glad to have you on the show. And if you want more resources on show business in general, go to showbizsuccesssecrets.com and we'll help you out. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. And remember, you are worth it. You can get through anything. You're strong, you're resilient, and the world is your fucking oyster. So crack that bitch open and slurp her down. Anyway, love you. Have a great day. This is Jesse Lewis from the Showbiz Success Secrets podcast. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.